Hello, I'm speaking to Robert McNeil.
Who's that? It's Paul.
Yeah, no worries.
What are you saying?
Am I through to Robert McNeil?
Yeah, who's gone? Is that
it's James? Yeah, it's James from MMA Legal. How are you today? You okay?
I'm all right, man. Hi.
That's good to hear. Just before I proceed, I just got to ask you data protection questions. Could you confirm for me your date of birth, please, Robert?
It's the 1st of 7th, 1978.
Fantastic. Your postal address?
59 Ducott Court, PH11TL.
Fantastic. And just confirm for me either your email address or your phone number, please.
07492-299-188.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Robert, calls are recorded for training and management purposes. And the reason for the call, Robert, is I've tried to get in contact. But my colleague Lee tried to get in contact with your mother in regards to a supporting statement.
She's been in touch.
Yeah, so I sent her the form for the supporting statement, the questionnaire. I've tried to get in contact. You mentioned as well, on the witness statement that your brother, you'd like for him to give you a supporting statement as well.
My brother's been away offshore, eh?
Way offshore.
Aye. I'll message him.
Yeah. I can get in contact with him if you provide me with.
I'll contact him. I'm just on my way up the road. I'm driving in. I'll contact him and get all his details and stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. That'll be brilliant. If your brother's not able to do it by telephone due to the reasons of him working offshore, we can do the same again as we've done with your mother. I can provide him with the supporting statement questionnaire sheet, which he could fill in by himself and provide back to us. Just to let you know, just to give a matter of urgency in a way, we're unable to process your statement further until I'm in receipt of the supporting statements of your brother and your mother. So if you try and make it a bit of a priority to get in contact with them.
I'm going to my mother's later on or tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'll get on that for you, James.
Yeah, fantastic. No, I just wanted to give you a call and just touch base after following, obviously, the witness statement.
Thanks very much, James.
Yeah, are you doing all right? Are you following it?
Not too bad. I had a bit of kind of rough weekend in that, eh?
Yeah. Did you get up too much on the weekend, or is it just...
I got a mountain bike, so I was out in that for a while, eh?
Oh, nice. Where did you go?
Just cycled round about Perth.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Well, I hope you had a nice time and the weather was on your side, at least.
Aye, it was that. It's not the day. Terrible as you must be.
Oh, true. Well, hopefully they will continue to be at least a little bit better. If you'd like to get in contact with us in the next couple of days, just to obviously confirm to us that you've spoken to your mother about the supporting statement, and then as well as provide us with the further information to contact your brother in regards to his supporting statement, that'll be fantastic. Yeah.
That's no bother. I'll get on to that for you, no bother, James.
Fantastic. I appreciate it very much, Robert. Once that's done, I will provide you with a completed drafted witness statement in order for you to sign, and then obviously to consent that the statement is from your time in Kerr, and that it is within your own words.
Aye.
Fantastic. No problem. Well, I look forward to speaking to you soon, Robert, and I hope you have a good day.
You as well, James. Thanks very much.
No problem. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Speak to you soon. Bye.